Less than 2 weeks after snapping up a majority stake in grocery retailer Big Basket, Tata Digital, a wholly owned subsidiary of Tata Group holding entity Tata Sons, said it had entered into an agreement to invest up to $75 million, 545 crore rupees, in CureFit Healthcare and NBSP. As part of the transaction, Mukesh Bansal, co-founder and CEO of CureFit Healthcare, will join Tata Digital in an executive role as president, Tata Digital said in a statement. Bansal will continue in his leadership role at the company, it added, and NBSP. The deal is subject to customary approvals, and NBSP. The CureFit partnership with its industry-leading platform in fitness and wellness aligns very well with our overall healthcare proposition, where fitness is increasingly becoming an integral part of a consumer's and squo life, and requo, Tata Sons chairman N. Chandrasekaran said. As part of Tata Digital, Cure would be able to scale its offerings nationally, Bansal added, and NBSP. CureFit Healthcare was founded in 2016 by Bansal, who earlier co-founded fashion e-commerce platform Myntra, which was acquired by Flipkart, and former Flipkart executive Ankit Nagori. The startup was formed to cater to the preventive healthcare market through a combination of engagement, coaching and delivery, using both online and offline channels, and NBSP. Early last month, after several reorganization efforts to survive the COVID-19 pandemic, CureFit Healthcare rebranded its health and fitness umbrella brand Cure.fit to Cult.fit, its flagship fitness vertical. Cult.fit, the Bengaluru-based company and Squo's primary line of business since inception, operates sport facilities of equipment-less group workouts, online fitness classes, gym and equipment-based workouts, and swimming, among others, and NBSP. Late last year, Cult.fit forayed into gyms with the launch of Cross-Gym Access Cult Pass, an asset-light model further accelerated through acquisitions of Fitinity and Onyx in 2021. In May last year, at the peak of the first wave of the pandemic, the startup laid off several of its employees, including trainers and housekeeping staff, from Cult.fit and NBSP. The lockdown has affected all our business offerings and we do not see the situation improving for quite some time, considering the pandemic spread has affected all the markets we operate in. This unprecedented situation has forced us to close operations in small towns in India and the UAE, Andrew Kuo, a spokesperson told TechCircle at the time, and NBSP. Last year, CureFit Healthcare raised 832 crore in a funding round led by Singapore government-backed Temasek, media reports said. The round also saw the entry of two new investors, Gable Horn Investments and Ascent Capital. Prior to this, the startup had raised $120 million, 832.6 crore rupees, in its Series D round of funding via equity and debt in 2019. The round was led by existing investors Shirati Ventures, formerly IDG Ventures India, Accel, Kalari Capital, and Oak Tree Capital, CureFit said in a statement at the time, and NBSP. Apart from Fitinity and Onyx, CureFit Healthcare and Squo's other acquisitions include cold-pressed juice brand Rejuve, Bengaluru-based A1000 Yoga, online food delivery firm Christie's Kitchen, and integrated mental wellness platform Serenity.